With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The over 1,400-acre observation fire burning 10 miles southwest of Hamilton is now 30% contained, up from 20% yesterday afternoon. The Ravalli County Sheriff's Office lifted the pre-evacuation warning for the Lost Horse Road area as of noon today. Fire Information Officer Ann Riss Sikora.
Things are moving swimmingly. Everybody was very happy with the progress they made yesterday.
607 people, using 21 fire engines and 8 helicopters, are working to minimize the fire through aerial bucket drops, black lines for controlling further burns, and short-term water reservoirs on Camas Creek Ridge. Riss Sikora says that crews are pursuing full containment on the north, east, and south sides of the fire.
The hope is, at this point, that the east side and the west side are going to come around the north end and meet. And they want to get this thing completely corralled in, and they're hoping to have this entirely done by Sunday.
The west side of the fire is located on difficult terrain and will likely continue to burn until the end of fire season. Lake Como is open, but parts of the Lost Horse drainage are still closed. The lightning-caused pole and fine fires, about 15 miles southwest of Ennis, are currently estimated at 57 acres, with 5% containment. A 25-year-old Missoula man has been charged with deliberate homicide in the suffocation death of a 5-month-old Missoula boy. Mark Allen Palmer has a previous conviction for child rape in Washington State and is a registered sex offender. A federal appeals court has ordered the release of the founder of a Montana club for the ultra-rich, who has spent the last 14 months in jail for contempt of court. Today, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted Yellowstone Club founder Tim Blixeth's emergency motion for release, pending his appeal. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon jailed Blixeth in April of 2015 for not revealing what happened to millions of dollars from the sale of a resort in Mexico during the Yellowstone Club's bankruptcy proceedings. Blixeth's attorneys have said he has done everything he could to cooperate with the judge's orders. Multiple appeals seeking his release had all been rejected until today. A 48-year-old man from Hayden, Idaho, was killed in a rollover crash in southwestern Montana. The Montana Highway Patrol says the man was a passenger in a car that went off Dry Creek Road north of Belgrade at about 8:30 p.m. yesterday. The patrol says the driver overcorrected, the vehicle returned to the roadway, and then rolled twice, ejecting the passenger. The car struck a small tree in a water truck parked by the road. The patrol did not release any information on her identity or condition. A manufacturer of copper and zinc products in East Helena has agreed to limit its use of a well that taps into lead and arsenic contaminated water beneath a Superfund site. American Comet Corporation has already capped 5 wells and agreed to limit the use of another well as a part of an agreement with the Environmental Protection Agency. The water is used as a coolant in the manufacturing process of copper and zinc-based chemicals and injected back into the ground. Alan Payne, the company's attorney, says the agreement releases American Comet from any liability over the Superfund site that includes contamination from the decommissioned ASARCO lead smelter. The agreement requires American Comet to put up a $100,000 bond to guarantee the work. Montana trappers say they'll aggressively fight a ballot initiative to end commercial and recreational trapping on all of Montana's public lands. I-177 will appear on November's ballot. Its supporters say trapping is cruel and unnecessary. Trapping advocates say it's a legitimate wildlife management tool that raises revenue for the state. The Montana Trappers Association also questions the validity of I-177. Montana Trap-Free Public Lands collected more than enough valid signatures from at least one-third of Montana's legislative districts. The trappers say the state constitution requires those signatures to come from at least 5% of qualified voters from half of Montana's counties. State officials say the signature gathering criteria used for I-177 is legal and valid. Montana is using a new system to send missing persons alerts that should allow alerts to go out more quickly through more formats, target specific areas of the state, and notify people when alerts have been canceled. The Department of Justice announced today it is now using the Code Red system to issue its Amber Alerts for missing children as well as for missing endangered persons advisories. The Town Pump Foundation has donated $15,000 to pay for the service for 3 years. The new system can send alerts via text, email, automated phone calls, RSS feeds, and through telecommunication devices used by the deaf. A free Code Red app is available, allowing users to access more detailed alerts. Today, Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke introduced the Blackfeet Water Rights Settlement Act of 2016 into the U.S. House of Representatives.
You know, the Blackfeet have waited the longest, and over the history of time, the Blackfoot Nation has given up the most. And it's time to move forward in this water compact.
This act establishes the tribe's water rights in all six drainages within the reservation, including St. Mary River, Milk River, Cutbank Creek, Two Medicine River, Badger Creek, and Birch Creek. It gives the Blackfoot tribe the ability to use, lease, contract, or exchange water on tribal land and protects the tribe's water rights from development by others. It will also rehabilitate and upgrade the aging Four Horns Dam and the 100-year-old Blackfeet Irrigation Project. Montana Department of Justice officials say nearly 3,000 Volkswagen and Audi owners in the state will benefit from a legal settlement over Volkswagen's rigged emissions tests. DOJ spokeswoman Anastasia Barnes says the owners of the affected diesel vehicles will receive a restitution payment of at least $5,100 and have the choice of selling back their cars or having them fixed at Volkswagen's expense. According to the settlement, which still must be approved by a judge, Montana also will receive $11.6 million in installments for environmental mitigation programs that are specified in the agreement. The DOJ's Office of Consumer Protection also will receive more than $2 million from the settlement. In total, the German automaker has agreed to spend up to $15.3 billion to settle lawsuits that its diesel cars cheated on U.S. emissions tests. A 58-year-old man was killed, and his 6-year-old grandson was injured when a car struck the man's bicycle near Park City, Montana. Sheriff Cliff Brophy says Gary Lohman died at the scene. The Montana Highway Patrol says the rising sun may have contributed to this morning's crash. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.